Good evening. Thank you for being here tonight. Though not officially declared by the church to be a doctrine until the last 500 years or so, the Assumption is one of the oldest feasts in the church. And a lot of people, especially non-Catholics, will sometimes look at our Marian doctrines, our teachings on Mary, and say, well, you guys kind of invented those later on. And it's really not the case. It's been practiced since the early church, the first 400 years of the church, but it wasn't until it was challenged by non-Catholic Christians that we needed to actually declare it a doctrine or something that must be believed in. And one of those is the Assumption of Mary. One of the clearest and first written accounts we have of what happened to Mary is from the Council of Chalcedon in 451 AD, where the bishops said that they had actually heard it from the apostles that Mary was buried in a tomb, but then when they opened the tomb later, as was the custom to go back in and anoint the body, or even to, after the body had decayed, they would put the bone in another separate box, that they found no remains whatsoever of Mary. And we celebrate on the Assumption of Mary not being just taken into heaven's soul, but also body. You know, when we die, and this is true for any of us, our body and soul separate. That's what constitutes death. Our soul goes before judgment, before God, and our body lies in the earth caves until Jesus comes again to raise it from the dead, to raise it either to life or to destruction. Jesus, incidentally, speaks about this as a harvest, that when Jesus comes again, it's going to be a harvest. And the analogy he uses is wheat, which we can, many of us, some more than others, understand as Kansas, that you separate the actual grain, the head of grain with all the little bits of grain in it, from what's called the chaff, which is protective. Sheathing around it, stalk. And they would actually, in the Old Testament, they would grind it up with one of, and you've all seen some of the big stone wheels. Well, they would grind it up with that, and then they would take it and throw it up in the air. And the sheathing around it, the chaff, would actually blow away with wind, but the grain, because it's heavier, would fall back down and collect it. And Jesus speaks of the end times and our judgment as a separating of grain from chaff, the real wheat from chaff. And he says that the wheat, the grain will be brought in the barn, symbolic of King God, and that chaff be burned. Now, why do I mention this? Because the Feast of the Assumption is dated on August 15th for a reason. It's right around harvest time. And it's dated because Mary, as is spoken about in the second reading, Jesus is the first fruits. What are first fruits? They're the first reapings of the harvest, right? If I'm growing, say, apples, and I go out and start picking them, my first fruits are my first picks off the tree. And Mary, likewise, for the human race, is a first fruit of that harvest. Jesus Christ, of course, was both God and man, and he is the first fruits of that in the sense that he fully took on humanity. But Mary is also the first totally human person to be brought into heaven. And so, guys, this is a really hopeful feast day. So what it's supposed to be reminding of us of is we are part of that fruit. We're part of that reaping, that part of God bringing his, what he planted, into his kingdom. We look forward to being raised body and soul. A lot of people have a lot of misconceptions about what's going to happen after death. Guys, we're not going to be this floating spirit up in heaven. The Bible is very clear, guys. We are going to be raised body and soul. I hope I get a little bit smaller body than I have now, but, you know. In fact, they talk about, you see evidence of what Jesus was able to walk through walls, to appear and disappear, that we'll have what are called glorified bodies. Really want to encourage you on this Feast of the Assumption today to look forward to your own resurrection. And as you ponder this harvest, that Jesus is coming to harvest you and bring you into your kingdom, ask yourself this question: am I ripe for the picking? Have I grown to full stature? Am I ready to be harvested and brought to the kingdom of God, raised body and soul?